My mom has a dog. It's a small little Maltese, little white fluffy thing. And one day, it gave her a great big surprise. She walks into her bedroom, looks into her bed, and she screams, because there was the dog and a dead bird. Now, that's a tough moment for a dog owner, because you recognize the dog's giving you the dead bird because it loves you, right? It wants to thank you for how good you've been to it. But you also don't want a dead bird in your bed. So, right, she quietly removes it and then calls me and complains about how awful it all was. Right? But it shouldn't surprise us that a dog would show an act of thanks to its owner, because we see that, in fact, across all of the animal world. And the truth is, God created them. He made them to be imitators of him to some degree. He puts generosity and thankfulness into their hearts. And we, as God's creation, as kind of the pinnacle of his creation, as ones made in his very image, are to be even more generous. We are to share in God's generosity and thanksgiving even more than everything else in the world. And I think in some ways that gets to the heart of this gospel passage, that the truth is, in the Pharisee, there's a certain lack of generosity, a certain lack of thankfulness, because even though he uses the word thanks, it doesn't seem like he really means it. Because he says to God, you know, thanks for not making me an adulterer or a thief or a murderer like this guy over here. And don't forget, I give you 10% of everything that I get. So you should really be thanking me in this moment, because I'm a pretty good guy, right? Beyond just the pride of that, he's missed the whole point, right? He's failed to recognize that everything that he has, everything that he is, was a gift given to him by God. And so what he gives back to God is just what is due. And that, in fact, God doesn't call for 10% of who we are. He doesn't call for us to just avoid sin. He calls us to be perfect. He calls us to give everything. Yes, this man may not have been a murderer or an adulterer or a thief, but that doesn't make him perfect. Christ calls us to so much more. He calls us to love our neighbor. He calls us to forgive 77 times. He calls us to show mercy and compassion. And the Pharisee has none of that to offer. He cannot show that he is in any way, in fact, like Christ. Yes, he gives 10%, but he doesn't mention how many people who were homeless he ignored on his way to the temple. He doesn't mention that he doesn't need even the 90% that he kept. Right? He doesn't recognize that he is intended to give back absolutely everything out of love of God and love of his neighbor. But the tax collector does. The tax collector recognizes that he has failed to live up to the example that Christ has given us, and so he begs for mercy. Right? The Christian journey is not a journey of becoming pretty good. It's not a journey of becoming a little bit better than a murderer. It's a journey of becoming perfect, of recognizing that we are completely dependent upon God for everything, that every good thing we have in this world, every good thing which we do in this world, is in fact his gift to us. And the way that we show love to him in return is by living with that same generosity of spirit, giving it all back to him, not just in contributions, but in actual service to one another. God wills that we forgive one another more than almost anything. He wills that we would actually love someone enough to step into their lives and offer them help more than anything else. That is his greatest desire, that we would love one another, to expend every gift that he has given to us in the effort to show love to someone else. That is how we truly imitate his generosity. We can't be like my mom's dog and just hand over a dead bird and think we've done something great. We haven't. He wants it all, every piece of us. And so every day we should approach him and beg for mercy, recognizing that we have fallen short of that example. that there is more we could give. We could be more generous. We can love more with his grace and with his help. And every time he draws us a little closer, we give him thanks, but still recognize how far we are from the perfection to which he has called us all.